Wow. When is the last time you said, wow? Now, this is different from just, oh, that's cool. I mean, like jaw-dropping, wow. Life is amazing. Anybody? Nothing? Really? When? The Olympics. Yeah. Watching what the human body can do. Wow. Watching artists. Artists, athletes. Just amazing, right? Wow. Babies. Definitely wow. The size of Hurricane Sandy, the power of nature, wow. Watching parents, young parents, raise their children, raise them well, and watching them wonder at the world, wow. Doing a non-technical thing like rowing a boat. And maybe in Lee's case, he's rowing saying, I can't believe my body can do this. Wow. Wow, there are so many reasons to say wow in the world. And whenever we say wow in this way, we connect. We connect with the greater universe. We connect to the forces of the larger cosmos, to the eternal. And then there are times when we say, thank you. This weekend has been a time of thank you, hasn't it? And I bet you all sat around the table to one degree or another and listed the things that you were grateful for. We had 25 people here on Thanksgiving Day for dinner, and we did that. We went around and shared with each other what we are grateful for. And I think we do that pretty well. Maybe one thing that we don't do quite as often is to name the source of those gifts. To whom are we thankful? To what are we thankful? Thanks often feels like a swelling of the heart, doesn't it? Have you ever felt that? Gratitude swelling, your heart getting bigger and bigger. A gratitude that just kind of overflows, and you feel so grateful, so grateful. And then sometimes thanks feels like, whew. You ever feel that? Like, oh, thank God some help has come, or thank God some very lucky thing has happened. It's a feeling of relief. Thanks can come in all those different shapes and sizes. Sometimes even the atheists have been known to say thanks to God, and it doesn't really matter at that point what you believe about the divinity or the nature of religion or anything like that. Thanks is often an exhale, relief. Thanks. Thanks frees us from our self-concerned egos and connects us to the ground of being, the source of all love. Wow. Thanks. And help. Help. These are the essential human responses to life. Now, I don't have a hard time praying wow or thanks. Those come pretty easily to me, but I gotta tell you, when it comes to praying help, when it comes to asking for help, I need a lot of help. I really do. How many of us have a hard time asking for help, even when it's in the very private, silent sanctuary of our own minds? Anne Lamott says, There's a lot to be said about having really reached the bottom, where you've run out of any more good ideas or plans for everybody else's behavior, or how to save and fix and rescue, or just get out of a huge mess, probably of your own creation. And when you're done, you may take a long, quavering breath and say, "Help, help me." People say help without actually believing anything is hearing you, but it's the great prayer. It is the greatest prayer, and it is the hardest prayer, because you have to admit defeat, because first you have to surrender, which is the hardest thing that any one of us ever has to do. The recovery community knows all about reaching the bottom. The story from a young woman is repeated every day across the country. She spent her days washing greasy pots and pans in a restaurant kitchen, and her nights drinking herself to sleep. Each morning, she would stagger to work hungover to find a pile of burnt, crusty, greasy pans stacked high to the ceiling. Head throbbing, she vowed she would never take another drink. But by noon, she would feel better enough to have a beer. By 7, she'd be returning to the liquor store with 3 6-packs and a pint of Jack Daniels. Then Randy, a 400-pound grinning hulk of a man, was hired. He came from an extended stay at the local rehab and made no secret about it, which irked her. She poked fun at him and his Alcoholics Anonymous cult, with its childish belief in God. But Randy never took any offense. He was always kind. Then he started soaking her pots and pans for her before she got to work, so that it would be easier for her to clean. He seemed happy to do it and never asked for anything in return. She kept drinking, and Randy kept soaking her pans. And then they started talking about life, and about drinking. She decided she was going to prove him wrong, that she could quit without anyone's help. After a month of cold turkey abstinence, she celebrated with a drink. And then another, and then another. At the end of the night, she had blacked out behind the wheel of her car and almost killed herself. She had taken her best shot at quitting, and she failed. She couldn't do it on her own, so she knocked on Randy's door and asked if he would take her to the next AA meeting. It was both the hardest and the easiest thing for her to do. Asking for help is both the hardest and the easiest thing that we can do. Just one word will do it. Help. 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 Why is it so hard? Why is it that most of us love to help others, but don't want to ask for help for ourselves? Now, we know very logically that everyone needs help, right? We know that everyone struggles. We know that we all get overwhelmed, and we know that we are not meant to go it alone. But this truth somehow gets all twisted up, and we end up with the message that asking for help is a sign of weakness. It feels like a mark of shame. It feels like an admission of failure, and it can tear at the deepest levels of our sense of self-worth. But that's only because we have given in to that great lie. The truth is that we do not struggle alone. The truth is that actually struggling alone and choosing to hold up this big load is a choice to grow weak. A young boy was walking with his father along a country road, and they came upon this big branch that had fallen off a nearby tree. The boy asked, "Dad, do you think I can move that branch all by myself?" His father answered, "If you use all the strength that's available to you, I'm sure you can do it." So the boy tried mightily to lift and push and pull, but he couldn't make it budge. Discouraged, he said, "Dad, you were wrong. I can't do it." And his dad said, "Are you using all your strength?" "Yes, I am," the little boy answered, very discouraged. "No, you're not," said the father. "I'm standing right here, and you have not asked me to help you." Whether help comes from your close friends and family, from this community, or from a stranger along the road to Jericho, or perhaps even the eternal source of love, our ability to ask for help is an act of great strength. To ask for help means that you're setting aside your ego for a greater wholeness and a greater health. It means that you are allowing others to extend their gifts and practice a generosity of spirit. Now, within this community of faith, there are several sources of help. We have the Caring Ministry, a group of people dedicated to offering short-term care, whether it's food or rides. We have the Pastoral Care Associates, trained to listen with non-judgment, compassion, and love. We have the Minister's Charitable Fund, available to anyone who needs a little financial aid. We have all of our covenant groups, small group ministries that support the spiritual growth of our members, and actually every group, every gathering of people in this community is a source of help. All you have to do is ask. It's the proud and protective ego that thinks that we can give help but never need to accept it in return. And all this does for us is to trap us in loneliness, where we are separated and isolated from the truth of our deep need and from the people in our lives. Ultimately, asking for help is the purest form of truth-telling. You know, I understand very well not wanting to say help, especially not wanting to say help out loud. But at the very least, we can all say help silently. We can say help to the universe, to the great source of love, to God. Whether you direct that plea for help to the unknown, to the unknowable, it doesn't really matter, as long as you can surrender to the truth that you can't do it alone. If you can do that, then you'll be free. You know, a lot of us find it easier to ask for help on behalf of someone else than it is to ask for help for us, right? So, to pray or to ask for help for our loved ones, or even to pray or ask for help for our earth, for our world, those, I think, come a little bit easier than asking for help for myself. And that's a very, very useful prayer as well, because when we direct our asking and our pleas for help on behalf of others, then what we're doing is fighting off our own indifference and apathy and resignation and despair. Because those are things that if we don't pay attention, those things can grow in our life. When we pray for help for others, we grow in our ability to connect with the life-affirming values that swirl around in the universe, love, and justice and compassion. More and more, it seems like we live in a society that fails to help. That fails to help. And actually denigrates those who ask for help. Is that the kind of vision that you have for the world? Is that the kind of world and kind of society that you want for your children and your grandchildren? Imagine if we had more freedom to ask for what we truly need and for specific support for other people. What would it be like if we were able to make these requests with confidence and humility and power? What if we remembered that we are all worthy of another person's help, and that our ability to both ask for help and to receive it not only supports us, but also gives them an opportunity to contribute? Can you imagine a world like that? To me, that is the definition of beloved community. Practicing these three responses to life, wow, thanks, and help, can help us to connect to that which is larger than our own petty self-interests and our own little egos. When we say, wow, and thanks, and help, it is us reaching out to something eternal, something vital, something that inspires more compassion and kindness in us. And so let us learn how to say, help. May it be so.